nitrogen containing organic molecules show considerable biological activity. They constitute numerous natural products, pharmaceutical agents, and functional materials. Because of their versatile nature as well as their properties, they have motivated and attracted chemists all around the world to find out ways and means to develop convenient and mild reaction conditions for their synthesis. One such amination reaction was tried using a photoelectrochemical cell. What is a photoelectrochemical cell? A photoelectrochemical cell consists of a photoactive semiconductor electrode. When radiation of a suitable energy is made to fall on this semiconductor electrode, electron hole pairs are generated, which help in the formation of the desired product. Generally, photoelectrochemical cells are studied for conversion of solar energy to chemical energy. For example, in the water splitting reaction, when irradiated, water gets reduced to hydrogen at the photocathode, and at the photoanode, water is oxidized to oxygen. High reducing or oxidizing power can be easily generated in a photoelectrochemical cell under mild conditions of light illumination. Inspired by this, a group of chemists from the Institute of Chemical Sciences and Engineering, Switzerland, used the photoelectrochemical approach to catalyze the amination reaction of organic molecules. Coupling between anisole and pyrazole using hematite as the photoelectrode was used as the test reaction. Hematite is nothing but an oxide of iron and one of the most abundant minerals on the surface of the earth. It is highly stable as well as inexpensive. Blue LED was used as the light source. So, when blue LED is irradiated on the hematite photoelectrode, holes are generated in the valence band. Anisole, which is electron rich, is oxidized by these holes and radical cations are formed. These further attack the pyrazole to give the amination product. Generally, in such reactions, one expects the amination to occur at the para position because there will be very less steric hindrance. But in this case, high orthoselectivity was observed. This unexpected result triggered further investigations. Thanks to hexafluoroisopropanol, the highly polar and weak nucleophilic solvent which is used, a hydrogen bonding network is formed among the hexafluoroisopropanol, anisole, and pyrazole, which favors the amination at orthoposition. Not only this, hexafluoroisopropanol has the ability to stabilize the anisole radical cation, which is formed in the first step. This enhances the efficiency of the photoelectrocatalysis. The stability of hematite and the heterogeneous nature of this process is an added advantage not only for the catalyst lifetime but also in product separation. Compared to the direct electrocatalysis, photoelectrocatalysis consumes very less energy. Because of its ease as well as efficiency, the use of photoelectrochemical cells has a great potential to become the most sought-out method for synthesis of high added value organic molecules in the days to come.